$7.55 to $7.25. According to some, they say that $7.25 an hour for workers earns them just over $15,000 a year, which is 3.5 times less than the annual living wage for the state of Kansas of $54,601. With some Democrats in the state introducing Senate Bill 70 this year, increasing the state minimum wage to $10 an hour by January of this year, followed by $2 annually until it reaches $16 an hour in 2027. Mid-American Network News. Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Kansas City National Airport says that by 2024, you could be traveling through some of the new terminals that have opened up without even needing to schedule a flight. As KSNT News reports that the Kansas City Airport has been doing well with their new terminal open for the first time during the holiday travel season, making things much more smoother in the area. As city leaders say, they're working to provide even more experiences in the new year as they're looking at more nonstop routes for flights starting this summer, including Southwest Airlines flights to Hollywood and Columbus International Airport in the state of Ohio. And officials at Kansas City International Airport say they're trying to build new amenities with an app and ways to register to try to enjoy some of the terminal without even needing to travel.
By summer of 2024, we're hoping to roll out a new traveler guest pass program, a gate program, where travelers could register in advance, have the information they need on their phone, just present a photo ID to the security checkpoint, and then have access to the entirety of the new terminal here in Kansas City.
Kansas, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Officials in the Kimball community say that the hospital that's being built just blocks away from the current used hospital in the area is near completion. As the Kimball Health Services CEO Ken Hunter said that the new hospital is needed due to the current hospital does not always meet the requirements or needs of the community, saying, quote, as of today, we're still in the old hospital, which opened back in 1950, and we've been open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since 1950, which is a feather in our cap. The hospital still looks nice, but the electrical and height of the ceilings and just lots and lots of things that don't meet code. He goes on to say that the current hospital is roughly 20,000 square foot in size, with the new facility growing by near 3 times that amount at near 60,000 square feet, including new several services that will be offered. Kelly Ferguson, the director of community relations at the Kimball Health Services and the Kimball Hospital Foundation, said the new hospital will also include larger patient rooms and hallways. Nebraska, Mid-American Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you! Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, which is used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resource research and extension recommendations, has been updated. Kansas State University Nursery Crop and Marketing Specialist Cheryl Boyer served on a USDA technical review team that helped develop the map by serving as a soundboard to listen and provide feedback.
We were sounding board for them. We listened and provided feedback, and I was able to reach out to our Kansas Extension agents and asked them to give me their thoughts that I could then in turn give to the USDA about how to make the map resource better. Then there was a lot of discussion about weather stations and how they were able to model the data and what resources they were using. And it was very technical and very interesting.
It has been 11 years since the map was updated because of its significant coordinated effort. According to Boyer, the new maps were built on data from 13,625 weather stations spanning 30 years, with temperature being a key component.
Mostly temperatures are looking at extreme highs and extreme lows and microclimates. So all these extra weather stations have really helped them be able to identify things like urban heat islands and to really get a finer detail with a microclimate so that people can make decisions about what plants will grow and thrive well there. And you know, the opposite is a mountaintop is going to be pretty cold. So they're able to distinguish between those a lot better than they were previously.
The plant hardiness zone map influences plant recommendations and production guidelines, both for crops and ornamental species. The maps use zones because the crops and plants that survive or thrive in one area of a state might not in another. Boyer says Kansas is a perfect example.
Yeah, actually, I would say Kansas is quite a challenge. When I've tried to create lists of recommended plants, the list of rock solid plants for the entire state is real short, because you could probably divide us up into at least 9 different growing regions based off of heat and cold and wind and soil and elevation and the amount of rainfall each side of the state gets. It's very, very different from edge to edge. And the new map is similar to the old in that we do have pockets of zone 5 in the north, which is very cold. And in the previous version, we had a couple of pockets of zone 7 in the southern part of the state, and that range has broadened significantly. So most of the state bumped about a half a zone warmer, and that does not indicate climate change. The climate change requires 50 to 100 years of data. This is 30 years of data, and essentially the modeling tools and the algorithms that they use to create it, they're just more powerful, and there's more detail and more data. You can actually go on the map now and type in your zip code, and it will give you information inside of a half mile for what your hardiness zone is.
Boyer thinks that having a slightly warmer zone in southern areas of the state will allow for more experimenting.
We can try some things that might originate from a slightly warmer climate, and they might do well. They might not, and we're still going to have extreme weather events. We're still going to have a super cold winter and lose plants that we thought could handle that. So it's always changing in terms of the weather. And in general, we just keep trying new things, the nurserymen and K-State Research and Extension, to find recommendations for plants that can tolerate pretty extreme swings in temperature, which we'll continue to experience.
While there's probably no need to change the plastic tags found on commercially potted plants, Boyer says gardeners may have an opportunity to expand the variety of plants they buy for their home landscape.
The information for the cold hardiness that plant can tolerate will probably not change unless it's a new cultivated variety or cultivar. But if you were in a part of the state where your zone did change just a little bit, you might be able to look at those plant tags and choose a plant that you might not have chosen before, because it didn't indicate that it could survive in our area.
For more information or to view the map, You can go to planthardiness.ars.usda.gov or visit the Kansas State Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources website. Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30 with rosary at 10:30 with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca with Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ellen E. Lears. Trudy L. Reith, age 71, of Washington, passed away Saturday, December 30th. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 13th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation will begin 6 p.m. Friday, January 12th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church. Rosary will be held at 7 p.m. also at the church. Memorial suggestions to the Lynn Community Nursing Home and may be sent in care of Christy Annual's Funeral Home in Waterville, also in charge of arrangements for Trudy L. Reith. James Jimmy Messick, 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services are pending with Kinsley Mortuary. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be held for final expenses. Contributions can be mailed to Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Messick.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, pork fritter, mashed potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, hamburger with potato wedges, pea salad, and apricots.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A slight chance for some snow showers into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And flurries may continue early Friday night, then staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. And clouds continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. And a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers will continue throughout the day on Monday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Rain and snow showers will continue into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Still some showers early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area, first part of January, 29 degrees. Record high on this date, 64, with the record low being 18. Sunrise this morning at 7:47, while sunset will be at 5:16. Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house, Reflections in Marysville is always
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Wednesday night NBA, the Kings and Magic needed double overtime to settle things.
135-135, coming up on 1 minute to go in the second overtime. High drama at Golden 1 Center. Fox digs into the paint. He twists. He launches. He scores.
The call on KHTK, De'Aaron Fox's layup with just under a minute left in double overtime, put Sacramento up. Kings outlast the Magic 138-135. The Bucks and Pacers met for the fifth and final time this season. Indiana and Tyrese Halliburton continued to dominate Milwaukee.
Brown comes off the top and screen, now pitches at perimeter right. Turner bounces to Halliburton, who comes down the right side and lays it in.
The call on 1070 The Fan. Halliburton scored a game-high 31 points and added 12 assists for the double-double. Pacers beat the Bucks 142-130, winning the season series 4-1. Pelicans topped the T-Wolves 117-106. Clippers beat the Suns 131-122. Hawks held on late against a furious rally by the Thunder 141-138. Hawks the final. The Heat down the Lakers 110-96. Men's top 25, Miami and number 16, Clemson.
Jubilation in the stands as Miami is going to beat Clemson.
The call on Learfield, the Hurricanes upset the Tigers 95-82. In Providence.
Off to Oduro, gives to Carter, he fires a three, no good, and it's over. The Pirates win in Providence.
The call on Learfield, Seton Hall shocked 23rd-ranked Providence 61-57. NHL, Maple Leafs and Ducks in OT.
Riley Kamarner closing in. Down low, shot scores! Austin Matthews with the game winner!
The call on SN 590, Austin Matthews found the back of the net just over 2 minutes into OT. The Leafs edged the Ducks 2-1, and the Devils doubled up the Capitals 6-3. This is ABC Sports.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home congratulates the students of Southern High School who have the determination and dedication to study hard and make the grade in music, science, the arts, and many other academic areas. From Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity and compassion. Smith Auto believes the scholars from Pawnee City have the drive to excel in all academic areas and are sure to pass with flying colors in this year's scholastic classes. You've got this. The community is proud of you. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Creative Thoughts supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas, which will assure success in the future. And thank you to the parents and teachers who encourage these young people to succeed. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop, offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a quick recap of yesterday's finish as well as a look at the overnight session of trading for this Thursday morning. And yesterday finished mostly mixed, a bit of choppy trading for your Wednesday, mixed in the livestock as well as February live cattle finished down 7 cents at 171.85. April live cattle was up 25 to 174.75 and mixed from there on as well. Same story for the feeders. January feeder cattle up 65 cents at 226.07. March was up 57 at 227. 7.02. However, later futures did start to see some red. February lean hogs was down 2 cents, trading at 65.30. April was down 30 at 72.20, and then again mixed into the other futures months. Taking a look at the grains, as it was a slightly lower day for corn yesterday, as March corn currently through the overnight session down a quarter cent at 4.65 a bushel. May down a quarter cent as well at 4.77 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat had a lower day yesterday as well. March KC wheat currently now in the overnight session down 4.25 at 6.17 and a quarter. May at 6.20 and a quarter. That's down 4.25 cents. Oats had a lower finish to the day yesterday, but making up for some of their losses in the overnight as March oats up 6.25 to 3.74. Looking at the oil seeds now, we see January soybeans currently up 3.25 cents to 12.72 and three quarters after finishing just slightly lower yesterday. And then the opposite for the other futures is March soybeans finished higher yesterday, but currently down 2.5 at 12.74 and a half. January soy meal is up 50 at 3.81.50, and soy oil right now for January currently unchanged at 48.10, but slightly lower in the other futures months. Cotton complex is mostly unchanged, but March is currently up 1 at 80.94. A look into the energy market sees crude oil up 80 at 73.50. Unleaded gas is mostly unchanged, trading at 2.16 a gallon. February heating oil up 2 at 2.62, and February natural gas up 11 at 2.78. A look at February gold up 9.60 at 2,052.40. March silver is up 3 at 23.19 after both of those finished lower yesterday. And the dollar index after a higher close yesterday, March currently down 16 at 102.03.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers, even the ones they don't sell. And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse
Trailer Sales. Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many exciting things happened at Kansas State University this year for K-State Research and Extension and the College of Agriculture. Director of K-State Research and Extension and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Mitten discusses facility changes that started and how they plan to continue to elevate extension. He says what groundbreaking took place in 2023.
We've had a really, really big 2023 in terms of planning for and fundraising and all the things that go along with changes in terms of upgrades to our facilities. And so in May, we had the groundbreaking for the Agronomy Education and Innovation Centers, which will be probably the first project where we'll actually turn dirt next year. So we did that. We had the Animal Science Arena groundbreaking as well. So that's exciting. And we anticipate then sometime in 2024, we haven't set a date yet, the third piece of the Ag Innovation Initiative, new construction and major renovations will be associated with the Global Center and then the major renovations to Call and Weber Hall. So that will be sometime probably in the spring when we'll have that groundbreaking. But this is really exciting stuff. We haven't had this type of major construction in the college for decades, actually.
He explains a portion of the new economic prosperity plan.
And really, if we were to talk about what K-State 105 is and, you know, just a few key words, I think the big word is engagement. It's statewide engagement. The other thing, too, that's significant about K-State 105 is that it really has highlighted the fact that K-State aspires to be an engaged university at the university level.
Minton says how part of the plan is to highlight extension.
Part of that engagement is extension, and of course, we announced at the K-State Research and Extension Annual Conference this move of extension being elevated to the university level and getting it on a level playing field with academics and research. And those are all really, really good things. But this is a significant change for extension. It's worth noting when we kind of note the highlights of this past year.
That was K-State College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton, who is also the director of K-State Research and Extension, on what has taken place in 2023 and what it can mean moving forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, first one of the 2024 season. 9:30 start with Call Cows. Cafe will be open from 11 till 8 p.m. as well. A large sale with 2,400 plus already consigned for this morning's auction, including 45 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 650, 22 Charlet Red Angus cross steers 450 to 550, 45 mostly black steers weighing 450 to 550, 40 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 500 to 650, 90 black steer and heifers weighing 500 to 700, 43 black steers and heifers weighing 550 to 750, 450 black steers and heifers weighing 575 to 900, 150 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 800, 200 black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 850, 100 black and Charlet steers and heifers weighing 650 to 900, 85 black heifers and steers weighing 700 to 850, 113 black steers and heifers weighing 7 and a quarter to 875, 85 Charlet cross steers and heifers 700 to 875, 110 black and Charlet steers weighing 875 to 900, and 120 black and red steers weighing 900 plus. 12 red and black yearling bulls will also be on the sale, as sale begins at 9:30 this morning at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. For a full consignment listing of today's sale featuring over 2,400 head, visit MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Old-time weather watchers were keen observers of repeating patterns in nature. We will share some of their observations about January on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Teacher Lewis Braille was born on this day, and Utah gained statehood in 1896. There's no shortage of old-time weather wisdom concerning January, one of the harshest months of the year. Here's a few proverbs you can put to the test. Fog in January, says one legend, brings a wet spring. St. Hilary Day on the 13th is said to be the coldest day of the year, and snow, naturally, features prominently in January weather lore. One axiom says, if snow begins at mid of day, expect a foot of it to lay. Another goes, when snow falls dry, it means to lie. But flakes light and soft bring rain off. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more old-time weather wisdom and lore, visit almanac.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and the climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
After the latest victory from the Kansas City Chiefs in securing the win for the AFC West for the 2023 season, Patrick Mahomes says that he's been busy off the field as he has been on the field, by surprising one student with tickets to the Super Bowl coming up in just a month. As KNOP News reports, a 13-year-old Isaac Murdoch was surprised with the Super Bowl tickets from Patrick Mahomes, saying that he's a diehard Chiefs fan, but battling with a rare spinal defect living in the Kansas City area. During a surprise visit from Mahomes, he said it was encouraging to watch the student with the rare spinal defect still playing lots of basketball along with other sports in his wheelchair, as he partakes in the Variety KC, a nonprofit organization in the area helping kids with disabilities. According to the student Isaac, he says him along with his whole family will be making the trip to Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58 coming up in February, where the game will be played at Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. And according to Isaac, he says he hopes to see the Kansas City Chiefs there for the Super Bowl again this year. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Here's your KNOP.